That's what people need to understand.
But you can still get it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're ready? Okay, the Paradise Town Board will come to order. November 9th, 2021 at 7 o'clock. Before we get started, I have a couple of items here to go over with you so you know what's going on. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So we make a recommendation here. It's not the final answer. The final decision will be made by the BCC or the EPC. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices so as not to disturb the meeting. And please take all your private conversations, if you would, if you want to talk to your neighbor or something like that. There's a lobby right behind you, and there's this area right out here. The other two items on there you can read. That's at the top of your agenda for supporting documentation and that sort of thing. Let the record reflect that the town board members are here, with the exception of John Wardlaw and Roger Hayward, who are excused. Do we have introductions?
Jared Tasco, Clark County Conference of Planning.
Okay, and Blanca is in the back somewhere. All right, so with that, if you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. When it's time to speak, please step up to the speaker's table here. We have a microphone. We do need you to use it, even if you have a booming voice, because it is recorded. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone who wants to say anything regarding anything on this agenda? You will have an opportunity to speak on each item as it comes up. Okay. Approval of the minutes for October 26, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the minutes as written with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for October 26, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The approval of the agenda items for November 9, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for November 9th, 2021 as submitted.
We have a motion to approve tonight's agenda for November 9th, 2021 as submitted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Do you have any informational items, Blanca?
No.
Nothing? Okay. So we will get right on to the planning and zoning. Now, the first three, I believe, involve the same property. Is that applicant here? Do you want them all read into the record so you can discuss the whole thing?
That would be my preference if it's okay.
Items 1, 2, and 3 will be heard at the same time. They are, number 1, NZC 210611, Bartsis Mary 9 LLC, zone change to reclassify 2.5 acres from an RE Rural Estates residential zone to an R1 single family residential zone. Design reviews for the following: 1. A proposed single family residential development. 2. Finished grade, generally located at the west side of Amigo Street, south side of Robindale within Paradise. Item 2, VS 210612, Barthes Mary 9 LLC, vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County located between Amigo Street and Batista Lane alignment and between Robindale Road alignment and via Alhambra Court alignment within Paradise. And number 3, TN 21500173, Barthes Mary 9 LLC, tentative map consisting of 8 single family residential lots and common lots on 2.5 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Amigo Street and the south side of Robindale within Paradise.
Good evening. Robert Cunningham, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, with Gable Engineering.
It should have a light on it if it's on.
There we go.
We just don't point the mic at the speaker.
Oh,
thank you for telling me.
Just don't get too close.
Yeah. Just come over here.
I'm going to stand over here. Sorry. So our site is located on 2.5 acres. The top is the aerial. We're on the southwest corner of Robindale and Amigo. The middle drawing that you see there is the land use map. It shows basically this area is master plan for RE, 2 units per acre. What we're asking to do is on the bottom, the zoning, everything in yellow is already zoned R1. What we're asking for is exactly that, R1. What we're proposing here is 8 lots on a cul-de-sac that would come off of Amigo. They would follow the flow of the property or the elevation of the property as it drops from west to east. We've had several neighborhood meetings leading up to this over the past 6 months or more. We have worked out this development with some of the neighbors, especially the subdivision to the south, where we're proposing to put single-story homes up against their single-story homes. So all 4 of those lots on the south would have single-story homes on it. The lots on the north would have 1 or 2-story home options. It's actually a condition that staff wrote into the report. Staff is recommending approval of all of the items tonight. We're asking for vacation of patent easement that exists on this 2.5 acre property in the west and south. And we're asking for, I believe, 1 waiver. Let me double check here. I'm sorry, a design review for fill over 18 inches, not a waiver. And that's because as the grade of the property comes up, it's pretty steep and we're matching it the best we can. But there's some areas that are over that. That kind of concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
How many people are here to speak on this tonight? On this one, on this, there's 3 items. No one? Okay. All right.
Good meeting.
Okay.
And several neighborhood meetings.
So I'll open up to the public. Does anyone like to speak on any one of these 3 items? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no other comments and questions, I would make a motion to approve these 3 items as submitted.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items 1, 2, and 3. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Must have been a good neighborhood meeting.
There were several to get into this point.
Yeah. My aunt's house is new there.
Yeah.
Very excited for it not to be a
vacant lot. Item number 4, VS 210563, Tobias Holdings LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way, being Tobias Lane, located between Pecos Road and Sand Hill Road, alignment within Paradise.
Hello, my name is Haley Shinton. Address is 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12-A. So I'm here on behalf of the applicant. This is a very simple request. As part of the mapping review, we have received a requirement to vacate a portion of the right-of-way as well as dedicate a portion of the lot for right-of-way to better work that cul-de-sac there as we're developing the corner. So I don't think I have anything more to say about it. I'm open to any questions.
Is there anyone here in the audience who'd like to speak on this item?
I have a question.
Would you come forward and give us your name and address for the record?
I've got there.
Yes.
My name is Wendy Coltonhoven.
Oh, jeez.
Name.
I was just going to ask a simple question.
Name and address for the record.
My name is Brenda Colton, and I live at 3564 Tobias Lane. So we've been noticing a lot of development on our street, and I know the lot that you're working on. So explain to me.
If you'd address the board and then.
Where are you going with where in this property are you looking at adding into your property? Is it behind you, along the canal?
So I'm with the civil engineer. There is a separate architect who's working on building plans and all that. For right now, I believe we have only been contracted to do this vacation for them. What I know is these little kind of blocks that we're showing right here are the setback requirements. So I would assume, unless they get some separate waiver to work within the required setbacks, that they would be limited to building within this square that you see right here.
And there's nothing really behind it except the canal.
Okay.
So where's the canal? Where's the wetlands?
The drainage swales, I think maybe it's here. This is called out as a 23-foot private drainage swale right
here. Right. And so where are you looking at?
So this is the lot. So
right.
they're limited to building within.
Right.
They can't
well,
build
yeah.
down there.
Right. So the space that you're looking at that's vacant, where is that?
Oh,
on
that's
the
right. That's right.
So it's on the front of the street.
Yeah, so this is the vacation, and then this little square right there is the dedication. So if we're vacating this right away, basically the line is going to go, it's going to run like this. The street's going to dip down and then dip up.
I'm
sorry,
I'm
sorry.
Is it like
that
in the first place?
No, you're not.
You can
vote. I mean, I don't know why it was like that in the first place. It's part of the cul-de-sac. So, my question to you is, when you build on a slot, because we're on
okay,
septic.
Okay, now
this
meeting is not dealing with building anything. Right now, it's only the vacation.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the only thing that we can discuss.
So currently it's an easement for the road?
So, no, currently this is just a part of the road that's considered right away. So,
yeah.
If we vacate that and dedicate this, it goes from, well, currently right now, it goes like that. So
excuse me in the back, if you'd like to have a conversation, again, please take it out into the lobby.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
this
was a requirement for the mapping of these lots. This was put on for the mapping that we needed to kind of fix up this corner.
Our concern was the sewage, because we don't have a sewage tank on our street. So once that happens, we just want to know, I want to make sure it wasn't behind the lot, that we'd be locked in.
Right. I'm sure that when they start to build, we'll be hearing more.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Okay. I'll turn it over to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments from the board, I move that we approve the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mm-hmm.
See you again. Item number 5, VS210581, Area Resorts and Casino Holding LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest, Clark County, located between Harmon Avenue and Park Avenue, and between Frank Sinatra Drive and Las Vegas Boulevard South, within Paradise.
Good evening. Leon Spinar, 6345 South Plus, South Jones Boulevard, Suite 100. You walk saw it in there.
Excuse me.
I need you to repeat your name. I didn't catch what your name.
Dion Spenard, Dion Spenard.
Thank you.
Welcome, man. We're proposing to vacate the existing pedestrian easement due to the fact that we have to restructure around the proposed building, and the only way to do that is to vacate the existing easement completely and rewrite it. So in two different areas, there are major changes, and moving to the county standard, we can't just revise it, you have to vacate the entire easement.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, item number six. WS210584, JTB Property Beautification Landscaping Design. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce setbacks. Two, alternative landscaping and screening. Design reviews for the following. One, convert an existing single-family residence into office building. Two, convert an existing single-family residence into a commercial storage building. And three, a landscape contractor facility on 3.0 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE60 zone, MD Design Manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located between Patrick Lane and Sylvester Lane, 440 feet east of Antiope Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, my name is David Wallachson, 3283 East Orange Springs Road, Suite 300. And I'm here to represent the applicant on this project. And as you mentioned, they're applying to convert the existing building on here for the office and for a storage building. We're looking for a waiver of development standards on the chain link fence that's existing along the east property line.
And I might want to move a little further away from you.
Sorry. I'm just trying to give you guys an example of where that is. We are proposing a block wall and a wrought iron fence along Patrick Lane where we have ingress only. We are doing full offsite developments on Sylvester for the ingress and egress for that project. And for the waiver on the chain link fence, we're proposing a landscape buffer to provide screening along that side. There's a block wall along the west side. We did hold a neighborhood meeting and met with the neighbors to hear their concerns and address their concerns. And that is my presentation, and I'll open it up to questions.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Okay, so how many people are here for this item? One, two, three, four, five?
Five.
That's it? Five? Okay. How many are in favor? How many are opposed? Okay. So, we're going to open this up to a public meeting. You'll address the board when you come up. I'm not going to answer your questions right away. You're going to give us your opinion, you're going to give us your questions, and then we're going to allow the presenter to answer all of that. So, who would like to start first?
I guess I won that.
Name and address for the board.
Jean Moss, MUST, 3780, Miguel's Line, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. Good evening, commissioners. I was one of the neighbors that attended the neighborhood meeting, which was done voluntarily. I will say that there was no presentation given by Mr. Borgel. I do remember the architect, he was very nice, but there really weren't questions answered to exactly what was being proposed for the area. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I note that the planners recommend denial on several elements, and I would support denial of that and request you please do it because they make an excellent point that it will impact further development along the Patrick Corridor. And as you know, you've seen us many times because we're very concerned about the impact on the surrounding area and the R&D homes in the area. And it should also be noted that the owner of the landscape business was very friendly, very nice, but he did paint the building bright maroon and yellow. And most of the neighbors did remark upon that it's not really in conformance or complementary to the design and landscape of the area. So with that, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Who's that?
Good
Good evening. I'm Judy Palmieri. I'm at 4104 East Patrick Lane. My cul-de-sac street is directly across from the landscape company, and we don't have a very good view at the moment. As Ms. Moss said, we had a meeting with the landscape developer and his salespeople, and they were very charming, very nice. They showed us a lot of pictures, and they obviously do a lot of high-end work, which leads me to think of why they would want to paint their building something that doesn't conform with the neighborhood. The reddish maroon color with the yellow trim doesn't really conform to the rest of the area with the other manufacturing buildings around. We were told that they were going to put up a wall in front, and then they would landscape it with bottle trees. And now I believe they're changing that to masonry with some wrought iron. Right now they have a big banner across where they're advertising their pools, and it's the aesthetics are not good. They also want the waiver instead of building a wall to keep the chain link fence up. And right now we're looking at a lot of, I guess, dirt that's been piled up on the other side of their fence. So we've just, as a neighborhood, we've been trying to keep the area clean and looking nice. And so we'd like you to deny what they want to do. They really, since they're a landscaping company, it should be very easy for them to make the area look a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Members of the board, it's William Kennedy, 6094 South Lane Boulevard. My chief concern is in the development waiver of development standards. If there's a verbiage that is stating that they'd like to reduce the distance on Patrick and make the sidewalk meet instead of having the standards developed, to be able to have the sidewalk go 15 feet. My concern is on Patrick Boulevard, that is a thoroughfare for pedestrians coming from the high school, and that any impact to sidewalks on either side of the road, I think, will have a direct impact. And it is a high-volume road, and it is risky. So I think reducing those setbacks from the front and making the sidewalk conjoined to the parking lot can cause a havoc for safety. Thank you.
Hi, James Weeble, W-H-E-B-L-E, 4162 East Patrick Lane. And our main concern is the waiver for a chain link fence. I think it should be block wall that would match the western north-south boundary, and also it would match the what they're proposing to go east to west in front of the house. So we are opposing that.
Hi, Janet Weeble, 4142 and 4162 Patrick. I agree with what they have all said. There's also the big banner that they've attached to the wall that was flapping in the breeze, and cars were dodging each other to look see what was going on. It provides a safety hazard. We already have had a few fatalities right in that area, so we prefer not to have anything that calls attention to it, so to speak. Also, my neighbor became very ill today, and he was unable to attend because of all the stuff going on. And he sent a letter which stated the same, that he'd like it to match the palette of the neighborhood, which it does not, and also have the block wall, because they, when we did go to the neighborhood meeting with them, there was no mention of fiberglass pools, and now they've delivered several very large fiberglass pools just to the side behind the building, and prefer that to be obscured by the block wall. There are heavy equipments back there. The other day that our house was shaking bad when they dumped something off the back. My other neighbor came over to ask if we were all right. So I said, we want to obscure the view from our neighborhood of the heavy equipment and the pools that they're selling, and also make it safe for pedestrians as well as cars going around that curb. And So I'll give her Mr. Santino's letter. So we would oppose it.
Okay, and then I'll also provide that we have another email opposed to this request of standards, item number 6, the beautification design on tonight's agenda, so Marion can have that. It might be the same one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you'd like to address these?
Yes, please.
Is this all you have for design review? Is this it?
This is it.
Really? So,
if I can,
you want us to approve it. You don't have any pictures. You don't have anything. You just have that.
I have a landscape plan and I have a civil plan. If you'd like to see
let's,
the civil plan,
let's do a design.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I misunderstood in terms of response. May I use the landscape plan right now to respond to a couple of the questions?
Start somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, please. So, on the block wall that we discussed,
just address the
yes,
board.
Understood. The block wall that we discussed is adjacent to Patrick Lane, so across the building. That's where the wrought iron fence would be. The chain link fence that we're requesting the waiver on is the one that runs north-south along the east property line, adjacent to the Perrine property. And we've offered to put in a landscape buffer. We are willing to do an intense landscape buffer. To add a second row of trees along that east property line and the south property line. So the sidewalk issue that came up, we are, with the reduced frontage that we have and the power poles, the light poles, we don't have enough room to bring that down for a detached sidewalk. A detached sidewalk and then make it back. So we're requesting a sidewalk there, but it would just be consistent with the sidewalk that is on the east and the west side of the property as it is today. And I think those are the questions.
Well, let's get down to, let's start with the colors. Sir, excuse me, in the back. Yeah. Are you done, sir? If you want to have a conversation, please take it out in the lobby. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Let's talk about the colors. Seems to be a concern. Is there anything they're willing to do to kind of mitigate that problem?
I'm trying to get you to the civil plan as well. Yeah, I believe that the owner has discussed that with the neighbors, that he would consider repainting the building to be consistent.
He would consider it, or he would?
He mentioned that he would discuss that with the neighbors. That's not part of our design review application at this point, so.
Well, I don't know what your design review is. Personally, I've seen better. This doesn't tell me a lot. It doesn't tell me what we're going to see as far as the buildings are concerned. Let's talk again about the wall. Mason, there. Let's talk about the wall.
Okay.
Masonry wrought iron.
Yes.
What is that going to look like?
It's going to be a masonry wall split face on the street side.
Uh-huh.
They'll have a wrought iron gate at the entrance for the ingress portion. Color block match.
So they'll be able to see right through it?
They won't be able to see through a masonry wall, no.
Well, you're going to have wrought iron.
Well, they'll have a screen on the back of the wrought iron, but the wrought iron will be for the gate itself.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that'll be a screen for the wrought iron.
So they're not going to be able to see everything that's behind.
You won't be able to see anything from Patrick.
Except what's sticking up over the wall.
Well, the only thing that will be sticking up over the walls
is the swimming pools.
Trees. The swimming pools will not be stacked above the wall. So, in other words, they fit into each other, and they will not exceed the height of the wall.
But the current, did I misunderstand someone? Excuse me. Did I misunderstand someone? They said that you can see what's behind the wall?
Yes, the swimming pools are stacked up. I think there are three or four there right now, and they're prefab. So they stick up on one end, probably 10 or 15 feet. I can't tell from my side, but we have a clear view from that. And originally, they talked about the block wall, and then they talked about planting bottle trees in front of it. And I'm not hearing anything about the landscaping in front of those walls.
On the side, in the front, the block wall, with this one drop of right.
And currently there's chain link, so they can see through it today.
That's currently the issue. Is unless we pull up the photos ourselves, I don't know what the property looks like. So I can't visualize what your design review would possibly do. You didn't provide any elevations to show us what the wrought iron might look like, what the block wall might look like, what any of your... That is a striking color. that is quite the color. I don't know how tall these pools are, because yes, they can see it, but if it's a chain link fence, like, you can see through a chain link fence regardless. But also, I don't have a reference if that stack 3 or 4 high is actually 12 feet tall or if it's 4 feet tall. So we don't have a lot to review your design of because I don't see a design. I have a plan. You have beautiful plans. They're very well done, but there's nothing that I can see that can have me going like, yeah, I think it actually will improve the neighbor's point of view. And clearly they also didn't get to see something that would make them agree, otherwise they would not be here on a Tuesday. I don't like the sidewalk agreement because kids walk on sidewalk, especially if there's a school right by there. I understand being a parking lot, probably gonna be fine, but I don't like the chance because teenagers are dumb and they will walk themselves into cars if given the opportunity. And also because it's a landscape company, so anytime you guys ask for waivers of landscaping, it's a little...
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not requesting a waiver on that landscaping. We're actually, the front of this will be landscaped all the way to the building and to the wall. So between the sidewalk on the street to the front, it will all be landscaped and then landscaped all the way around the entire property.
But you're reducing the landscaping from 15 to 10 feet. Yes, I'm reading.
Well,
that's where the sidewalk
is. If the sidewalk was detached, you would have that landscaping adjacent to the back of curb. In this case, we'll be at the back of the sidewalk, and we're not reducing it on that. We're just reducing the side or eliminating the detached sidewalk.
I actually live next door to Mr. Kennedy, so this is my neighborhood. So I've been watching this for a while. Blanca and I have had conversations about it for months now. So here's my take, and just to clarify a few things for the neighbors too. When Pink Box went in and it was hot pink, I immediately went, oh my God, and called up Blanca and said, what's the deal with the color? And then this got painted red, and it turns out there's no prevention of vibrant colors any longer in the county. There used to be a code that said no vibrant colors and everything had to blend in with the desert, and that code no longer exists. So they can paint it any color they want. And there's nothing you can do about it unless they want to be a good neighbor, which is what John asked them.
That's what I'm trying to get you at.
John was trying to get him to say, we'll be a good neighbor and we'll paint it because it's obvious they don't like it. I think where the confusion is that the chain link fence that is there now that we can all see the equipment and the pools through is what they intend to turn into, according to these plans, will be the concrete wall with the wrought iron on top of it.
That's correct.
So we will no longer see it straight on from Janet's house or Paul Mary's house. You won't see that straight on. Now, Bill and I will see it across the wash. But it's kind of tricky because it's the side they want to keep the chain link for. But Perini has chain link all the way around their site, though they put up a fabric covering over it, which rips and tears in the wind, and it's graffiti too. So it's kind of hard to argue that they can't have it on the side when we are allowing Perini. Those Perini on ours, or does that become Henderson? Is that county still? I know there's a break line somewhere. So, you know, you can't tell one neighbor they can have it and the next neighbor they don't when they're willing to cover up the front that's got direct view with the concrete thing. The other comment Jeannie made about the Patrick Porter development, y'all have to remember this is all zoned for commercial now. So anything that goes in there, it's going to be hard to argue other than basic codes. We can't say we don't like it. That's all going to be commercial sooner or later, all the way around the curve. And so I think Bill's right about the sidewalk. There is a lot of traffic on the sidewalk, not just from the high school, but all the kids that walk to the American Academy there on Green Valley Parkway. So I don't think we should waive the sidewalk at all. I am disappointed because one of the things I said to Blanca when this appeared was they didn't come before us, what's going on? And so we always look twice when somebody starts without asking first. You know, they obviously went to an architect. Are you with Ethos or are you with?
No, I'm with that because I'm a civil engineer.
Okay.
And he started cleaning up the property and painting the building and putting up everything. And then obviously he got his own infraction.
Right.
And then he called us.
But business owners should know there's rules. It's just like his sign's not going to fly either. I mean, we haven't addressed the sign, but there should be a code violation on the sign as well because that's not a legal sign. So you might want to pass that along too.
I will.
I think that the rest of the application really deals with the Silvestri side. Are there any neighbors from Silvestri? Because I know there's houses on there too, but it's a lot of industrial buildings. And it appears that's where the bulk of the business side is going,
correct,
is back there.
Yeah, that'll be the main ingress and egress.
But the big issue for me, and I asked my neighbor about it tonight on that banner, when I saw the pools out there, so now you've gone from a landscape business to a swimming pool business with a totally different name on the lot. Where's the application for that? You're showing it as parking spaces. It's filled with fiberglass pools stacked across there.
Well, currently there's no asphalt in there. It's all gravel.
Okay.
And so when he develops this, that will be the parking for the main structure.
But why would you start another? You already are in trouble for this property. Why the heck would you start another business on the side with no permits, no license? Just think you can bulldoze through. And that's the problem the board and the neighbors are having with this whole application. I'm really, is he here?
No.
He didn't even care enough to come down and tell us what he wants to do. You know, as the other board members have said, you know, if they didn't, well, I knew because I lived there, but if they didn't tell us it was a bright red color, how are these board members supposed to know? How are they supposed to know if maybe it's just subjective and they hate it, but we think it's okay to go through because you don't have a full presentation? So My suggestion to you is to hold the application and go back to your owner and say, here's all the concerns that apparently didn't get addressed with the neighbors and the board has the same issues with, and maybe he comes next time with some answers as to what's going to happen. Otherwise, I don't know about the rest of you, I'm going to say no and see how it goes forward from there.
You would still have time to come back to the next town board meeting before you have to be to the Planning Commission on December 7th.
Understood.
So what would you like to do?
I'd like to go ahead and put it to a vote, and if you guys are going to deny it, we'll work with the owner at that point.
Okay. So I will make a motion to deny the application.
So we have a motion. Before we do that, I would strongly suggest that you get with them, with the neighbors, and try to resolve these issues they brought up tonight.
Okay.
Or you try to hack this out with the Planning Commission.
Understood.
So the folks that are here, I would seriously suggest that you go to the Planning Commission meeting on December 7th and voice your opinions as to what your concerns are, assuming that they don't get with you. Because from what I see with this person right now, this business, it just brings up visions of what we see many times, where they come in and tell us a story, and then they do something else. Some of the things he's done already without any permits, the banner and everything else, no. That doesn't give me a comfortable feeling. So he needs to take care of this. And I seriously suggest you do something on the banner, because tomorrow morning I'm doing a complaint to code enforcement.
Understood.
Okay? So he needs to do something about his banner. And maybe you can talk to him about the paint job. Mm-hmm. You're under no requirement. He's under no requirement to change it. But it sure would make his neighbors a whole lot happier if he wants to get this thing done.
Okay.
And I would only suggest bringing more renderings of what this would look like, just because you're going to face more people who don't know what the area looks like. And if they have a bunch of neighbors coming saying, we hate it, they will most likely go, I don't think this is a good plan, even if it might be. You just need to give us some visual. Some of us are visual learners.
Yeah, visuals speak a thousand words. All right, so we have a motion on the floor to deny this application in total. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to go to the Planning Commission.
You can have your locator.
Hopefully you'll hear from me.
File a code enforcement complaint about the pool.
And the banner. Item number 7, vacate and abandon first extension of time.
That's going to be fun. It's just going to get worse. That's how that works.
Okay.
Yep.
See where we're at here. I'm missing something. I've lost part of my agenda in all of this mess. I'm missing the third page.
This one?
Yeah. Just disappeared.
The rest of the items?
She's gone.
We're done now.
Yeah.
Not how that works.
Too much paper. Okay, item number 6, or we just did 6. Item number 7, ET. 21400163 versus VS 190588 Seleton Construction Nevada Incorporated, vacate and abandon first extension of time for easements of interest to Clark County located between Cameron Street alignment and Arville Street alignment and between Post Road and Saab Avenue alignment within Paradise. I'll get myself together here in a minute.
Good evening, Chair. Good evening, Board.
Lebanon Uhini, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant for this extension of time. We're requesting the first extension of time on the vacation to facilitate the recordation of the vacation and to complete the mapping process. Staff has recommended approval, and we will appreciate your recommendation as well. Thank you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, board, and have a good evening.
Thank you. Item number 8, DS 210599, Milagro Vista Investments LLC, and Milagro Vista Investments LLC. Okay. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Alita Avenue and the 215 Beltway and between Manhattan Road alignment and Kingston Road alignment within Paradise.
Number 9,
you want us to read number 9 as well?
We have the architect here.
Okay, so you want both of these, 7 and 8, read into the record so you can speak on them?
I am going to speak.
You're just going to do this one. Okay. All right. Go right ahead.
Okay, my name is Craig Moxaletta with Wallace Morris Klein, 3rd Inning. I'm representing the owner on this petition to vacate existing patent easements. To facilitate the development of the property, these are storage buildings. And right now, the existing patent easements are needed to be vacated to facilitate the development. And also, as the easements exist today, they're not doing any kind of benefit, showing any kind of benefit to the public in terms of road development or any kind of drainage facilities, as they are dedicated right-of-ways adjacent in front of the property.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Well, that goes, I don't have it on here.
It is. December 8th.
December 8th, Board of County Commissioners.
Probably
BCC's
difference for a second.
BCC, whatever. All right, item number 9, UC 210598, Milagro Vista Investments LLC and Milagro Vista Investments LLC. Well, I'm a mess tonight. Use permits for the following: 1, mini warehouse, and 2, off-highway vehicle, recreational vehicle, and watercraft storage. Waiver development standards for the following: reduced parking lot landscaping, 2, increased wall height, and 3, permit lighting to project upward. Design reviews for the following: 1, mini warehouse facility, 2, highway, off-highway vehicle, recreational vehicle, and watercraft storage facility, 3, lighting, and 4, finished grade on 7.4 acres in the C1 local business zone, generally located on the north side of Alita Avenue and the west side of Manhattan Road, alignment within Paradise.
I
Microphone right there. Right
okay.
There. Just push up on the button until the light comes on. And your name and address for the record.
My name is Craig Mann, architect. I'm from my office is 1931 Newport Boulevard, Crystal Mesa, California.
Okay. So tell us would you like to tell us about your project?
Well, actually, this project was approved in 2007. And basically, the configuration is virtually the same as what was approved back then. However, the owner let it expire. But what it entails is a many-story project right here, one story at the height, maximum height of like 11 feet at the most. Then we have another series of mini stories right from here. Let me tell you, this is the existing facility. The primary entrance down here. There is an emergency exit right here for the fire department. But anyway, so we've already had mini stories along this. We're just reflecting it with this additional storage here, this additional storage here. These are watery canopies that will have solar collectors on them, these three right here. This is an existing canopy, a big canopy. We're providing within this area, this area, this area, and this area, enclosed RV as opposed to these being open other than the canopy. And this is an existing canopy right here. And then a second, this is a fourth canopy that's new right along here. And then this is another storage facility building. And we have a 10-foot setback from the freeway right here. Otherwise, and then around here, we have an 8-foot wall. So we never exceed, other than the like 11-foot height of this building right here, we have an 8-foot wall to protect and screen out any activity within the site. This is a sloping site, so this is the high point. This is the low point. So from the standpoint of visual perspective, the neighbors, these canopies and the RV are actually reduced down or by about 8 foot from the part, the mini stores that are right here. Where's my...
She's got it.
Yeah, this is kind of a colored elevation street view of the building, the wall, and then the landscaping. So, Lake Street, like I said, is pretty much the same as what was approved in 2007, and then they just let it expire.
Is there anyone here would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, the only issue the staff seems to have is with the lighting. Do you have anything that shows what the lighting's going to look like that they're having an issue with? Because it says you want to permit lighting to project upward, or all lighting to be hooded and still project downward. So what's the lighting issue?
Yeah. The lighting that you choose along this landscaping
here
in front of the
So what wall. Are they poles? Are they?
Hi, I'm representing the owner of my family owns the facility.
Your name and
address. Oh, sorry, Bradley Davies, 11696 Oakland Hills Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada 89141. Basically, we're putting a whole series of dozens of full-grown museum Palo Verde trees. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be substantially mature trees already. And it's a very dark street right now, so there's, you know, we were trying to make it better for the neighborhood. So we were going to do some beautiful uplights that just highlight the trees.
Oh.
That's all they are. They're not anything other than decorative. So when people walk their dogs and stuff on the street, there's a little bit of ambient lighting, and it looks really nice for the residents when they look over at the property.
But it's not going to be directed at them. It's going to be directed on the landscape.
From the street up towards the trees, towards our facility.
So it's a landscape light, not light standard. Okay. Because, I looked at your existing location, and it's hard to tell which lights are yours and which are the freeways. Okay.
All right.
That clears it up.
I was trying to figure out what sort of lights they were doing going up. I'm picturing Luxor.
Are the canopies lit at night?
No.
Because access is only during the day. If someone wants their RV out, you got to.
There's limited hours of access.
Okay. Yeah. Given it's right up against the freeway, I mean, that's really the best logical explanation.
What's against the freeway is already existing.
Right.
It's a lot less intensive use than could be there.
Yeah.
This is the freeway. This is existing all the way down to here. Here, this is existing. So basically, the expansion is right along in this area right here, and then this little area right in there. So this is the limit of the expansion.
All right.
Beautiful. Well, no one has any other comments or questions. I'd make a motion to approve in full per staff condition.
He's lost all his paperwork.
He's moving too fast. I read it, we're done.
So we have a motion to approve with the if approved condition. That's what I was trying to get to with the if approved condition. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck. And you go to the, see, that was number 9. You go to the BCC on 12-8. Okay, we have number 10, BS 210608 N and G, Showcase LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest for Clark County, located between Tropicana Avenue and Harmon Avenue, and between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Cobalt Lane within Paradise.
Thank you. 10 and 11 are together, it's easier.
To you want that too? Okay.
If you'd like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can take these out.
I'll take your guest go to. You go first,
okay.
And I'll explain it after you.
Okay.
You want it red? Both of them at the same time?
Sure.
So you guys can talk
about it. That's the easiest. Yeah, there
you go. Okay. So that was number 10, item 11, WS 210607 N&G Showcase LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Increased wall sign area. 2. Alternative sign roof. And 3. Increased number of animated signs. Design review for the modification to an approved comprehensive sign package on a 2.3-acre portion of 6.0 acres in site in an H1 limited resort and apartment and an H1 limited resort and apartment A60 zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 950 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
The Alcinar, 6345 South Jones Boulevard, Suite 100, Luxor Engineering. In front of you, you have an exhibit with three different colors. We are just proposing to vacate the airspace of the existing pedestrian easement so we can the sign there, a future sign.
It's all three colors?
Yes, ma'am. So okay.
You started out saying it's three colors, so I was waiting for you to say
which one. Yeah, the green, the red, and the yellow. It's three different shapes and sizes.
All right. Since I've read the other one in, you want to go ahead and speak on yours? Name and address for the record.
Mitchell Lurinshaw, Yesdale, 5119 South Cameron Street. So, just to explain, the easement vacation and the pedestrian around that we're asking for is to accommodate the new sign for Flyover, which is a new entertainment right on the strip, sitting between Hard Rock Cafe and Ross. There's Showcase Mall. So the different quadrants that we're asking for are based on how the projection of the sign posts off the face of the building into the pedestrian realm. We really don't start projecting into that realm until about 11 feet off the grade. And a lot of this is based on, they just built the pedestrian overpass and it jumps in right in front of the current entry to this new venue that they're trying to really get visual to the pedestrians that are going to walk up and down the Las Vegas Boulevard. So going to the second application, which is the waiver for the signage, there's three waivers. We're asking for an increase in the square footage of the sign, wall signs, roof sign, as well as the animated signage. So we're putting an LED display so, again, they can advertise because it's new to Las Vegas. People don't know exactly what it is. It's drive business and traffic into the facility. That's going to give them the visual that they need in order to accommodate that, as well as then giving their brand standards and getting their signage up above that big pedestrian bridge that now crosses Las Vegas Boulevard in front of them. So that's kind of what we're asking for at this point. So open to any questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing now, close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if I can ask, so the LED, so I know what it is. It's like the ride at Disneyland where you sit in the thing and you fly over, right?
Yep, but better because it's in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Flying over California, flying over Florida.
Very similar.
So the LED is going to show pictures of doing that rather than being a firm sign that says fly over Las Vegas.
Correct. So there is, I mean, it will have the brand on it. So it gives them the flexibility to show obviously what the ride is, because people may not understand exactly what the ride is. And then it also gives them the opportunity to brand their logo as well. There's a lot of other signage on the building, so we didn't want to really crowd the building by putting too much. We are putting a brand down at the lower entry.
Okay, and that's the part that goes over
the pedestrian level, so that as you go in, it kind of draws your attention in at pedestrian level.
And what's the purpose of the arrow?
It's actually their brand. It's a kite.
Oh.
So it's actually part of the
Sorry.
Flyover logo.
I thought the same thing.
Hopefully it'll be.
Well, you're going to go ride the ride, and you're going to have the opportunity to understand exactly what it is.
Jared, my question to you and staff is, are there other signs that are actually LED screens of the, because it seems like that's different from a name sign versus, we have a lot of LEDs, but it's typically an advertisement for the place versus their name sign.
Right.
So I just wondered if there was any differentiation as far as staff is concerned, because I can see everybody changing their signs now to go, oh, well, let's just have one sign that advertises, and it's so much clutter down there.
Yeah, so this gives them the flexibility to do both, obviously, to get the higher read for the lower reasons, but the brand is fixed at the lower elevation.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jordan Lewis with Flyover. Do you want my address? Here, it's like I'm actually from Virginia.
Wherever.
Okay, 510 Hollingsworth Terrace, Herndon, Virginia. I can get it when we're done. Your question about the LED, like Burlington, which isn't on this, has LED full height. So does Olive Garden now on the side of the building. So I don't think we're the only one with an active LED screen on that building right now.
No, I just meant as the identification sign versus the advertising.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because Olive Garden says Olive Garden, and then there'll be an LED. Mm-hmm. but there's nobody that's using an LED as the actual identification.
Gotcha. I mean, a lot of the, like that, you'll see some of that. It might also show some of the landscape shots that you see as part of the ride, just so people get an understanding of what
right, because it's going to line up with the pedestrian bridge.
Correct. You'll see it.
So you're just killing two stones with one.
Yeah, the big stone is down.
It's basically, if you're across the street, that's what you see because of the pedestrian bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, and sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on it. I just wasn't sure what your question was.
Have you ever seen, you talked about, okay, so this is modern clutter maybe, I don't know. But have you ever seen the pictures of the strip in the 60s and 70s with the billboards and everything else? You want to talk about clutter.
But so
I don't
do
not
talk again about the neon monstrosity.
I still don't see the problem.
I think
it's the strip.
If the difference is the distraction by watching things versus it's static versus having a video. People tend to stop and stand and look versus walking by because it's a fixed sign.
My opinion is it's a strip and they're going to stop and stand and stare
and look at
the regular
signs. There's so much to see they're not going to see it all.
I've watched people stop and stare at the Mirage volcano because someone's like, I think it erupts. And you stand there for an hour when nothing happens.
Let's not forget the pirates.
Yeah, the pirates that come out and say. So I'm not so worried about people stopping and staring and the strip at a, flyover.
It's just different to have it combined versus one, so.
Does anybody have anything else?
No.
If not, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve items 10 and 11. In total, all in favor, subject to staff conditions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good
I
luck.
Hope your smell of vision is not marijuana.
No. Thank you very much.
Do you have the last one?
Yes, I have the last page, believe it or not. I've got myself together, let me tell you.
How are you?
General business for possible action, review and approve the 2022 town board advisor, town advisory board meeting calendar. Anybody have anything they want to talk about? I didn't say anything. Unless you don't want to be here at Christmas. So is this something to approve now? Is that what they want?
I think so. Yes.
You want a motion?
Unless you want to discuss it further with the guys at the next meeting, but it was
because we have two board members that aren't here. I don't see anything though that jumps right out.
I see any conflict. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the town board agenda for 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record of any of the board. Which is to extend the length of the presentation that's to be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody? There's nobody here? We cleared the house. Okay, the next meeting, November 30th, 2021. You have a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll be flying back from Houston that morning. Hopefully, I'll get back.
I'm just looking at that crowd before you walk in, man. I really hope you showed up.